From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 50 years ago tonight, the groundbreaking musical West Side Story premiered on Broadway. It was created by a dream team of theater artists, director and choreographer Jerome Robbins, playwright Arthur Lawrence, lyricist Stephen Sondheim, and composer Leonard Bernstein. Still, its success was anything but assured back in 1957. Here's reporter Jeff London.
From its opening moments, West Side Story announced it was not going to be just another lighthearted musical. Based on Romeo and Juliet, West Side Story updated Shakespeare's tragedy of star-crossed lovers and set it instead on the mean streets of 1950s Manhattan. Shakespeare's feuding families became gangs, the American-born Jets and the Puerto Rican Sharks. New York Times columnist Frank Rich says the setting was ripped from the headlines.
Not that much earlier, Senator Kefauver had held hearings in the Senate about youth culture and violence in comic books, and people were sort of dazed by it, adults were. And I think West Side Story was one of the first pieces of mainstream popular culture to put its finger on what was going to be a huge movement of social change.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, if the spit hits the fan, you got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected.
Putting gangs and violence at the center of a musical was shocking, as Leonard Bernstein remembered at a Dramatist Guild symposium in 1985.
Musical, the first act of which ends with two corpses on the stage as the curtain comes down, was really reprehensible to many people at that time.
When West Side Story opened in September 1957, producer Hal Prince says it was a modest hit.
Its reviews were good, not great. Walter Kerr referred to it as cold. We drew audiences. We got no awards. The big hit that year was The Music Man.
Dancers dressed as punks doing ballet moves to difficult music was not exactly what the tired businessman was looking for. And the score has the kind of complexity you find more often in an opera than on Broadway. Jazz pianist Bill Charlap has recorded an album of Bernstein's music.
Something pretty interesting about West Side Story is that he's using that tritone, that is, the octave split directly in half. Very violent interval, and he uses the fifth too. Well, if we listen to this, we have that very violent motive from the opening prologue, which goes. If you invert that, you get. Pretty interesting. That's real composition. And of course, he makes it the tender ballad, Maria. And if you invert that, you get. Add the seventh, and you get. So, you have something's coming.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
The way that West Side Story seamlessly blended music, script, lyrics, and dance was revolutionary, and in some sense pointed towards the show's future, says lyricist Stephen Sondheim.
We were, I think, influenced by movies. There was a kind of fluidity in the staging that I think had a cinematic quality to it. No show had ever been conceived this way.
The Jets are gonna have their day tonight. The Sharks are gonna have their way.
It was the movie that put West Side Story over the top. It was a smash hit and captured 10 Academy Awards. Still, the authors didn't care for it, as librettist Arthur Lawrence told NPR in 2000.
The movie, I thought, and still think, was appalling. film is either realistic or surreal, and a musical, to succeed, needs illusion. West Side Story begins, and you see all these boys with dyed hair, color-coordinated sneakers, doing tour jetés down in New York Street. Not in this life. And then when the so-called Puerto Ricans came on, made up to look like day-glow characters for some caricature of what they think Hispanics are, it was really disgraceful.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As a result of the movie's success, not a day goes by when West Side Story isn't staged somewhere in the world. Music Theater International, the company that licenses the show to amateur and professional groups, estimates there have been over 40,000 productions since 1957, from Korea to the Sing Sing Correctional Facility, the maximum security prison just north of New York City.
When you're a jet, you're the swing and the snake. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king.
I played A-Rab, one of the jets.
Clarence Divine Eye Macklin has served 12 years of a 20-year sentence for armed robbery and was a gang member on the outside.
The original play was Latinos against white guys. However, being that we're here, we don't really have a large population of white people in our production company. It was more Latinos, blacks. And these are issues that we really deal with. In the yard here, in the mess hall here, all throughout the jail system, we really deal with these issues, Latinos and blacks, and how to coexist.
It's not often that a piece of popular entertainment transcends its origins to become a cultural touchstone. But West Side Story's message of social tolerance, delivered in a package of romance and subtly complex artistry, seems as relevant today as it did 50 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
West Side Story was not just revolutionary musically, it was visually startling too. You can see a slideshow and hear an hour-long documentary about the making of the musical at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.